my first actual formal position in fashion was I was a member of the Teich's team board, which Teich Gettinger was a department store here in Dallas that had a flagship downtown. I think at that time, Neiman's, Teich Gettinger, and Sanger Harris, all three had flagships downtown. And both Sanger's and Teich's had team boards, and they had tryouts, and people from all local junior high and high schools would come, and it was, you know, walked on a runway and then were interviewed and got why you were interested in things. Anyway, myself and my best friend, both were accepted when we were, I guess, at junior high. And so I was on it for all through junior high and high school. And the responsibilities were basically, to attend events. We did informal modeling in the tea room at the downtown store. We would do makeovers, which now when I think back on it, like that I did at North Park, like these high school girls that had zero training, and we would be, you know, spend the weekend doing makeovers at the, you know, Bonnie Bell counter at Teich's North Park. We were in fashion shows. They did big shows every year, one or two, maybe probably a back to school show and then a spring show. I remember one of them was at Love Field in an American Airlines hangar, and we dressed and changed inside a plane, and then the thing was on the wing of a plane. We came out, I've got photos of that somewhere, and we also were given, outfits that were actually really were cute and kind of complicated. It was like, you know, a vest and a shirt and a skirt and a pair of pants that you, and then you had to wear to school on the days, the once a month that you went to the team board meetings downtown. So it was kind of very prestigious to be able to be wearing your team board meeting. But anyway, outfit. Anyway, so team board was kind of my first thing into it.